I'm noticing here, maybe this is for anybody in the audience who can help out, but the director in granting the lease may not unreasonably interfere with fishing or other existing marine uses of the area. Fishing and marine uses, we're talking about navigation, number of issues that are related to actually use of the resource versus impact on benthic resources or other biological resources. I'm assuming that gets made separately. That's the kind of thing that the commission would hear from marine resources or other scientists. So drawing the distinction between the resource itself, the actual organisms, versus fishing or other marine uses. Obviously they're related, but I'm just trying to understand how that goes, because when you say the limitation is not intended to restrict the commission's review of related potential impact of the project, that's what I'm thinking of, is you could have something that may not affect fishing, but it may affect the resource or vice versa. I'm seeing some heads nodding in the audience. Is that how people understand how that works? Am I correct? Thank you.
Okay. There's on page... On page 22, it removes a phrase citing a community-based offshore wind energy project because those projects do not need to make this particular showing regarding significant tangible benefits. That's addressed. Tangible benefits from the project are addressed, but not in this this spot, right? And then in Part E of the bill, which is amending the DEP various permitting laws, you'll see on page 23, 24, and 25, there's a chunk of text that's being repeatedly stricken and replaced with just simply saying, or a general permit pursuant to two sections of law, which are the pilot projects for offshore wind and for tidal. And these are the various sections about whether the Board of Environmental Protection can assume jurisdiction, whether regarding appeals of those decisions, regarding... when the commissioner may request that the board assume jurisdiction, and where the appeal goes. And in the bill as printed, it pulled in those provisions that currently apply to expedited wind energy developments. The bill as printed was pulling in all offshore wind power projects and then hydropower projects that use tidal action. What the amendment is doing is it's only pulling in those pilot projects that are getting a general permit. So it's a much narrower opening of that. Okay, so over on page 25, you'll see insert number 9, and that's a very small edit over on the bottom of page 3 of the insert handout. Just a correction, because now there are 11 subsections instead of 9. On the bottom of page 25 of the printed bill, this is the parallel issue that Representative Van Wee just had a question about when we were talking about what the sort of jurisdictional issues of what the submerged lands leasing program is reviewing versus LURC or DEP, and so this is that parallel language about the department, here being DEP, cannot consider those specific criteria that are being handled by the submerged lands leasing in the Bureau of Parks and Lands, but that the department is not restricted to reviewing related potential impacts.
We don't have any offshore community public water supplies, do we? I just keep reading that and it confuses me, but I understand that it's an exception that's built into the thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. over on page 26 of the bill, you'll see this is in the municipal notification when the Department of Environmental Protection and the bill is required to give notice to municipalities and certain others regarding proposed activities, and you'll see a change from within 1 mile to within 3 miles. So it has to provide notice to LURC when the proposed development is located within 3 miles of an area of land within the jurisdiction of LURC. So it broadens that. And then notice to any municipality located within 3 miles of the proposed development and any municipality in which the development of associated facilities are proposed. So it provides a bit more notice. Over on page 30, again, this is a coordination of state and municipal decision-making regarding renewable ocean energy projects. There's just a sort of technical change of replacing zoning with land use, as that's more appropriate. They're striking a sentence regarding municipalities' permission to designate certain renewable energy project zones. And then the significant change in this section is deleting all of subsection 3. Which was a limitation on the municipalities. So those are all the amendments you discussed through yesterday, with the exception of Section A10 of the bill, which relates to the competitive solicitation for renewable ocean energy projects. You do. It says Section A10 on the top. I've done some work on this, but the latest work on this was done by other folks, so you may want to hear from them. And one thing I would note, though, we're under partway down the page where it says one, and then it says Representative Adams wants more specificity. That note was supposed to be on number two, and number two has been amended to provide that specificity. His concern about the financial capacity to decommission and remove the project has now been added into number two. So that was just an oversight. Well, it's in the wrong place, and it should have been. It's now been addressed, or attempted to be addressed. But just structurally, I'll let you know how I laid it out when I took a first cut at this. There's now sort of two parts, which will be A10 and A11. Whereas A10 is a competitive solicitation relative to the pilot projects, or I think maybe it's not only pilot projects, good to get that clarification, but the I know for the tidal energy demonstration projects, it's just the demonstration projects. I have a little question mark on the offshore wind, whether it's just the pilot projects or not, but it's some initial contracts that would apply to a narrower set of certain projects. And so it would say that by September of this year, it would require the PUC to conduct a competitive solicitation and for deep water offshore wind energy pilot projects or tidal energy demonstration projects. And so I guess here in the second sentence in that first paragraph, it clarifies who's in and out. So it would be wind energy developments connected to the transmission system within Maine using one or more floating turbines in the Gulf of Maine at 300 feet or greater in depth and no less than 10 nautical miles from any land area of the state other than coastal wetlands or an uninhabited island. So that type of offshore project would be eligible. And tidal energy demonstration projects are those tidal pilot projects that were enacted, the provisions of law last year. So it sets up that first paragraph, who would be eligible to submit a bid. And then the second paragraph is, following review of bids, the PUC may negotiate with one or more potential suppliers to supply an aggregate total of no more than 30 megawatts of installed capacity and associated energy in RECs, provided that no more than 5 megawatts. Oh, there seems to be a... I think there's a little bit of a confusion in that sentence, but I think it's supposed to be provided that no more 5 megawatts may be supplied by a tidal energy demonstration project.
Oh, okay.
I guess they have a more corrected copy.
There were some typos in what we handed down earlier.
Do you want to hand those out?
Yeah, while those are being handed out, if we go back to the yellow sheet on page 23, in section E2, it's really a question of Lucia, so she'll be able to.
Okay,
on page 23, section E2, line 28-29. There's a section that's got stricken language there that deals with the expedited wind energy development, that sentence. And I'm just curious why that sentence is stricken, or if it should be unstricken because we're rearranging now in a different way.
I think that's a good question. I think that the reason it was stricken probably because it was adding these other developments that would...
superseded, I would
Yeah, so in reviewing an appeal of a license or permit decision by the commissioner, I think it probably more appropriately would say on an application for an expedited wind energy development or a general permit pursuant to.
Right.
We didn't strike
it,
so I don't know this, how to revise it. Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe because it was superfluous.
Okay, but now I think it's probably better.
It may become pertinent. It kind of jumped out because we're trying to avoid the onshore wind issues and not cross-pollinate the two discussions. So, thank you.
Or it should at least say under this section or a decision subject to this paragraph or something. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll... Okay. So you now have you should have a cleaner version that actually says insert 4 at the top and then says, has a date and says 8/10, which is what we were just working through, but it cleans up some of the typos. And we were at the point, the second paragraph, where we were talking about following the review of bids, the commission may negotiate, and it's setting an aggregate cap of 30 megawatts, provided that no more than 5 is supplied by a tidal project. Do you need some?
Are we all set with that part?
Yeah, we addressed his.